What is everybody working with? Whoa, ladies and gentlemen. Wait, whoa, guys, we're late. We're in the building, guys, all right? We're a week late. And you know, it's all my fault. Guys, this is season 3, episode 2, live video episode. D-Nice anymore. Yeah. It's the Danny C Show in the building. Let's go. Woo! He's got a stock of shirt on, guys. I got my normal merch.
Yeah,
in my
baby.
Guys, I'm returning from house arrest with a gold chain. Whoa.
Oh, man.
We got big news, guys. Big topics today, ladies and gentlemen. Topics that literally just happened the other day.
Literally. Why? The other day.
Because D-Nice84 has been on his Twitter tour.
Oh, yeah,
guys.
Yes.
We're trying to get monetized on Twitter. So, you know, guys, I'm sleeping on it, baby. I know all the news. It's like a newspaper to me, baby. We out here, guys. We in the streets, baby. We got all this news for you guys. We got juicy episodes today, guys. First off, guys, of course, guys, I'm your main man, D-Nice84, guys, out of New York City. Guys, I am your Madden streamer, guys. Madden streamer.
Yeah, let's go.
About to be maybe tennis streamer. Yes, ooh, yes, tennis. Tennis is coming really? Out. Yes, tennis. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah, guys. We're on it. Guys, I've always loved tennis. Shout out to Virtual Tennis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Dreamcast. Yeah, oh, yeah. Very, very good stuff. Guys, Danny C Show, how has everything been with you since the last episode?
Well, it went back to January, didn't it?
Yeah.
It's been a little while. But it's been good. I've been plowing in the hours in work and whatnot, and I've been streaming on YouTube and Twitch and getting about. And yeah, things are good, man. Things are good. All good in the hood. How are things?
I see you have a new phone there on your desk. It looks like
the S24 TV. Ultra. TV.
Woo. Like, woo, AI.
Yeah, AI,
yes.
Technology. That's I can wild. Now search for things in by circling.
What?
Yeah, I can. So I double press my home button, draw a circle around something, and it'll find it on Google.
Well, I can't wait till I get that update. That's wild. That's wild. Bro, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
Wow.
So good. So good.
So that AI is connected to Google.
Yeah. All connected to Google.
Wow. So that's not Samsung AI. That's Google AI.
It's Samsung and Google AI, yeah.
Together?
Yep. They're working together.
Oh, they're sleeping in the same bed. I love this.
Yep.
Yes. I like this for them. Yeah, man. Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. Eventually Apple's going to come out with it eventually. You know how?
Yeah.
You know how they do.
Apple will find their way. You know what Apple are like. They'll find their way in the game.
Yeah, about 2 or 3 years later, probably.
Yeah. So I've had my phone now for 2 months. 2 months? Yeah, okay. January 24th. Yeah. So I've had it for 2 months, and I love it. It's like so good.
I know you do. I know you do, bro. Mm. I like my only thing with my Galaxy Fold, when I see a phone like that, I'm like, yo, if the phone could just be that size and just open up.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, because I saw the way that thing lights up, the color. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's big. Like,
and you also have a watch too.
Yeah, I got the new watch. It took friggin' long enough, but I got it.
Yeah?
I had to wait 45 days after I purchased my S24 to get it.
That's the 6 or the
the new 6.
The 6 regular or the 6 classic?
6 regular.
Right, that's rotating bezel?
No.
I have a recommendation for you. If you can go on Amazon, it's really, really cheap. Built-in protector.
Oh, yeah, I like built-in that. That's pretty cool.
Clear screen protector case.
Nice.
Look into it, man. It's really,
Where's
really
Tinks?
Nice. Yeah.
Where's Tinks at? Oh, Mush, Tinks.
No,
find me that bad boy on Amazon.
No, it's really, really cheap. Yeah, it's really, really cheap. It's really, really nice. It gives my phone a whole new look.
Yeah.
And it's nice. And it comes in a 2-pack.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Really, really nice, man. Really, really nice. So, ladies and gentlemen, guys, welcome to the show, guys. First live show, guys.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, man.
We're in living color. We're in full 1080p.
Mm-hmm.
Live.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Love it, guys. Love it. Love
and then
it.
we will re-chat when we've broken down these topics. So we'll do our topics one by one, and in between them we'll get some feedback from you guys and see what you think.
Okie dokie. Cool? Wonderful. All right, guys. Topic one, man. Sony and Microsoft working on a handheld.
Yeah. So, do you want me to deep dive into this one?
I mean, first off, Sony already has, we thought.
Yeah.
They have what we thought we were getting.
Yeah. But they're secretly working on another device.
Secretly.
Yeah.
Secretly. Secretly. Well, let's just purposely leak that out. Secretly, we got something cooking.
Secretly, something's being cooked in the background. And they, I think they knew that they were going to disappoint us with the streaming device they gave us, because it's not what everyone wanted. Everyone wanted a new PSP. I think they knew it, we knew it, and it was more of a case of, well, just wait and see. And I think that's what all the leaks are. Obviously, we got another topic later on. I don't want to spoil, but there's Sony are cooking up a storm over there, especially for 2025.
Sony is the number one selling console.
Yeah.
The
PSP was awesome. It was.
Yeah, the Vita, it didn't have enough support, but I think when this comes out here, this next PlayStation handheld, it's going to be stupid.
Yeah. Especially when you look at, if you look at handhelds now, you've got the Steam Deck, which we've covered in the past.
Yeah.
You got the Nintendo Switch. All right, the Nintendo Switch's graphics ain't fantastic, but
It's a handheld.
It's a handheld. Like, you get stuck in traffic, pull out a Vita, pull out a Switch, play some Mario, play some FIFA, play some of this, play some of that. You're laughing.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not saying only kids play Switch, but if you want to get into a grown person market.
Yeah.
I mean, Sony got to jump in there. Now, when they do come out with it now, if they come out with it, and I know they're going to do this because this is going to lead us into our next topic. Well, we're not done yet, but if they go and they put Grand Theft Auto 6 on it, people are going to be crashing into each other out there. It's going to be so bad. Yeah, if they port that sucker over, and then you can save your progress and then continue it on your system.
Yeah, even if it's just the story, being able to play the story.
It'll be online.
You reckon?
Because I think what they're gonna do is whatever phone carrier you have, they're gonna give you a line for it.
That'd be an interesting one.
It would be, and that because they did that with the Vita, because I had it like that.
Yeah. There were two versions of the Vita, wasn't it? There was the 3G version, and then you had the wireless version. Yeah,
they do that for this one, bro. Oh my goodness gracious, Lord!
Yeah.
Oh my God, people are gonna be out here getting just ooh, God knows. I think if they do it like that, GTA is gonna be online on the Sony handheld, because I had a passenger tell me today that Sony's partnered with Rockstar.
Yeah.
For GTA 6.
Ooh.
So they're gonna come out with a PS5 GTA 6 bundle. Oh.
If that doesn't
make you Xbox is gonna have GTA 6 as well.
Yeah.
But they're not gonna have it like PlayStation's gonna have it. And in comes the downfall of Microsoft. They have Call of Duty. I know they bought Call of Duty, correct?
Yeah, they now own Blizzard Entertainment, which is the owner of Call of Duty and all the other titles.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everyone listening to this podcast, would you rather have rights to Call of Duty? Would you have? Would you rather have rights to GTA?
I mean, yeah.
You're
talking to the guy who's played Call of Duty for like most of his life,
bro. That's nasty work. That's nasty work.
Yeah. We know what the PS5. Obviously, we've had the PS5 for some time now. Imagine a custom painted PS5 for Vice City GTA 6.
Oh, don't do that. Oh no, you're gonna have people out here writing letters to people. No, don't do that. So recently, guys, I had to give up the Xbox because it kept lag spiking.
Yeah,
and you know, guys, I'm not a tech guy. Why did, like, if it was running right before, why do I have to go inside and do surgery, you know, like technical software surgery on it to get it to do me right?
Yeah,
it kept lag spiking, so I ended up going to Sony. And you know what, guys, when I started, I was on Sony, and I swear, I said, I'm not going back to Sony. I'm not going back. Here we are again.
You're on the PS5.
And you know what? I'm going to stay on it because you know what, man? It just is what it is. I was trying not to give it, man. Yeah. I was trying not to give it. I didn't want to. I didn't want to. Sony is the more powerful system. It is.
Well, we've seen that with like recent game releases. If you have a look at recent game releases and you look at all the ones that are on Xbox, they're all having problems holding 60 FPS.
Yes, man.
So many games are having problems holding 60 FPS, new games on the Xbox. It's unreal.
So say like MLB The Show 24, that's a baseball game over here.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's free on Game Pass. I get it. But I've heard from passengers already that it's better. It's going to be better on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Like, that's just it. Like,
yeah.
You know, whenever Microsoft does come out with a handheld, no one's going to care.
This is just it. This is the thing. So Microsoft have got their whole, do you know about the Microsoft Surface tablet?
Of course.
NFL uses it. Yeah. So basically they've moved the team from the tablet over to working on the handheld. So that tells me it's going to be good in terms of what we can expect. But the question is, are they going to screw us with it being cloud gaming?
Listen, if the Xbox is not selling or whatever, because you could literally walk in and get an Xbox and get it probably talk them down and get a deal probably.
Mm.
Okay. If that's not selling, what makes you think the handheld is going to sell?
This is just saying it's like handhelds are picking up again with obviously the Steam Deck doing so well and everything and all these other competitions.
I mean, I feel like people don't want to waste their phone battery.
Yeah, this is just it. I agree with that.
Yeah, why am I waste my battery when I can have a whole nother joint?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because nowadays, you know, if you look at your phone, look at my phone, they're literally tablets.
Look at my phone, look at the size of it.
Yeah. I mean, my phone looks like a Nokia. It looks like a Nokia compared to his, obviously. You know what I mean?
How small is your phone?
This is the front screen is 6.3 inches.
Jeez.
But of course, guys, it does fold up.
Nice.
Even with the folding, though, is it as big as yours? I mean, it's a lot of real estate. But do I want to use this to play games on? Absolutely not.
No.
No, absolutely not. No, we don't want to do that. So Sony's going to kill it. You're not going to be able to find that joint for a while.
Yeah. So on the subject of the Sony thing with the handheld, I seen in, so you know how I like my secondhand market. I went past my local CEX the other day and they had the PS, what's it called again? What's the name of it? I forgot what it's called. The handheld.
You guys can get it as mine. The one that's out now?
Yeah. They had that in the window for 270 quid. And I was just like, ain't no way I'm paying 270 quid to sit in my bath and play FIFA. I'm sorry.
It makes no sense.
No way. 100 quid? Maybe.
I mean, I can see why people have it, though. I mean, you know, you have to have, I think you have to have your system on.
Yeah. So your system has to be on for it to work. And you have to be on the same Wi-Fi network as well.
Like what? Like, huh?
The only thing it's good for is if you're having a movie night and the lady wants to watch a film and you want to play some FIFA or you want to play some Madden, have the TV, I've got this.
Yeah, that's it. But no, listen, man, that thing is just a screen with some controls on it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all they did.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what they did, bro. I'm not impressed.
No.
But you can't find it nowhere, though.
This is just it.
Because it's Sony.
Yeah.
Sony's got it. So, you know, so guys, you know, to summarize up, guys, Sony's going to come out with a handheld and they're going to dominate. Microsoft's going to come out with a handheld and no one's going to care. Okay. So now, moving on past this, I was on X, of course, because guys, I've been living on X now.
Oh, D is addicted to X, by the way. If you follow him on X, he expected about 50 friggin' tweets a day.
Listen, daddy's trying to get out. We're not playing out here. We're not playing in the streets, baby. I'm back in the building. So I'm up there and I'm scrolling. I think it was IGN or some damn body.
Yeah.
And I saw the PS5 Pro.
I saw
the specs talking about 8K, talking about teraflops. Now, guys, I'm not a tech guy, so I was like, this looks like a lot. I'm like, wow, let me just retweet this and hope. And this hope, like, what is this?
I seen that tweet because you tagged me and you're like, this is gonna be a podcast topic, bang. And I was like, yeah, just tell me when.
Yeah, it's. I mean, they saying that's gonna be the most powerful console ever.
Yeah.
And I kind of believe it. I don't know if Microsoft has an answer.
I don't know. I don't think with Microsoft buying out all these studios, I don't think there's much room for Microsoft to mess up.
No, there's no room.
If that makes any sense. Like, if they're going to buy all these studios, they have to give us something to play it on. Yeah, they just transferred what's the game? Sea of Thieves. It's been an Xbox game for so long. And now it's coming out on PS5 at the end of April. It's gonna be crossplay.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine let's have a little roundup of games. Me and you, we both love our Forza. Imagine being able to play Forza on a PS5.
No, that'll never happen. They'll put Forza out of business because Gran Turismo is a better game. Gran Turismo, it is.
Yeah, I agree in terms of racing terms, in terms of like, for a pure horse-powered racing game, Gran Turismo beats Forza Motorsport. Hands down. Like, doesn't even come close. But to play an open world game like Horizon 5.
Oh, of course. Yes. That's different. Yeah. I don't think Sony has anything further. But if we're talking straight, you know, car game, car simulation.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forza, GTA, GTA, fuck. We got GTA in the brain.
GT7 does it. Because I watched this series on Netflix called Drive to Survive, that, like the F1 series. Yeah. And I see them on it. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is it with the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. That Gran Turismo steering wheel, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
They're so clean. Looks so good.
Yeah. And imagine that on a PS5 Pro.
With VR. VR headset on, so you can like turn your head.
Dog, if they come out with a PS5 Pro GTA 6 bundle, shut the streets down.
Yeah.
Shut the streets all the way down.
Oh yeah,
all the way down. Done.
For anyone that's just joined in the live chat, by the way, we will be reading chat once we get through this topic one. So stay tuned. We'll be reading your messages.
Yes. It's you know, when I saw it, I said, I think PlayStation is at the back end of the cycle. I don't know how.
So the PS5 is, they're saying, is on the back end of the cycle. Like the...
Oh.
I honestly don't know where the hell that came from.
Like, what are they coming out with? Like, what, like...
The only thing I can think of, you know, we have this yearly cycle. Like, consoles have about 8 years, give or take 6 to 8 years. What if Sony have gone, sod Microsoft, sod the world. Let's let the PS5 slide a little bit. Let's get a PS Pro out, a PS5 Pro out at the end of the year. And in 2 years' time, 2026, we drop the bombshell. Here's a PS6 with the same specs as the PS5 Pro, maybe slightly better. What are we saying?
If it plays the same games. If it plays the same games.
Yeah.
I mean.
Imagine it, breaking the cycle. We've had the same cycle since, what, the PS2?
I mean, I would only hope that the controller's the same.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I agree.
And I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me the same controller and we can talk.
Talking of controllers, have you got your new toy to hand?
Dude. So, ladies and gentlemen, I was in, matter of fact, it was Saturday, as a matter of fact. No, it was Thursday. I'm sorry. Thursday. Because I had this over the weekend. I have a passenger pick him up from, he was going to work or whatever, and he was going to his store or whatever. So he works at GameStop.
Yeah.
And, you know, he was telling me about, you know, how, you know, he's not doing too well. It was a long ride. So he's telling me he's not doing too well as far as money wise. He's like, yo, man, he's like, yo, like, no, this, no, he's running late for work. He said, yo, you know, this trip here kind of like, you know, I literally, he showed me his account. He said, yeah, I literally have $1 left in my account.
Yeah.
You know, after the ride. And I was like, God. So I didn't start the ride yet or whatever, because I said he had the game. He had a PlayStation shirt on. So yeah. I already knew what time. I'm like, okay, enough said. I got this. So I said, you know what, man? I'm feeling good today. So Thursday, I'm feeling good. Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, guys, for you guys just tuning in, guys, if this is your first time, guys, back in January, ladies and gentlemen, I had false accusations of sexual assault. Of course, guys, I didn't do anything, of course, but, you know, the person, the young lady, she wanted her money back. So she went, she said what she said. I was deactivated for about a month.
Yeah.
I have no money coming in, no income, guys. That's why this podcast is late, because I've been trying to make it up.
Yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So that happened. So I said, you know what, man? You know, it's been good. I've been blessed. God bless me. Got me back out here. Got me back making money. You know, I'm still streaming, because, you know, if things hadn't went left, I would have probably got banned from everything. So yeah. Everything is good. So I said, listen, man, I'm gonna cancel the ride, and I'm gonna save the location, and we're gonna get you to work free of charge. So we get to the store, whatever, which is in my area, which is funny, which is where I just came from with my mother. Yeah. It's a whole mall. He says, yo, bro, wait right here. I think I have extra something. Dude comes out with a bag and he gives it to me. And I'm like, yo, I almost was in tears. Guys, PlayStation 5 Pro controller, ladies and gentlemen.
That's the edge controller, isn't it? With the grip. The grip. Oh, my.
With the damn grips. As you can see it, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, it's crazy. Crazy.
That looks sexy. That looks sexy. It's
very sexy.
I mean, very, I'm jealous, because this is my controller for the PS5, which is the Xbox layout.
That's definitely different. Yeah.
I've been on it.
Yeah, mine's in the case. I don't play shooting games, so for me, I don't really care. But the fact that the freaking thing has come out, the stick modules come out. It's wild. Yeah. As the control stops, this is a man's control. The only thing bad thing about it is the battery's terrible.
That's why I keep my controllers plugged in.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even blame you.
But yeah, sold that for a laugh. Be halfway through a FIFA game and frigging batteries dying. Sold that.
Yeah. I
rage enough as it is.
At the end of the stream, I want one bar. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. I'm going to give you the review right now. If I'm comparing this, because I had an Elite controller back when I was on Mixer. I'm comparing this controller to an Elite controller, because the XY controllers haven't changed. Matter of fact, I have the Elite Core controller, but it's the same thing as a damn...
Yeah, it's an Elite controller. It's just the white version.
It didn't come with the paddles on the back, and I don't use those anyway. If we're comparing this, the fact that you can change the modules, the stick module, I didn't think Sony had it in them, and I was like, when it came, I'm like, I'm not paying $200. F you, go to hell. I'm not doing.
See,
that.
Here's my issue with the Edge controller.
Okay.
I'm so used to playing Call of Duty on an Xbox layout. So that's my controller. Yeah. So that's what I'm used to playing on.
I can see that.
Because I'm used to the sticks being opposite, not side by side.
So when I play
Call of Duty, and if you play Call of Duty, you'll know exactly what I'm about to say. When I'm playing Call of Duty on two sticks together, I'm pushing down on the left stick rather than pushing forward because of it's too close to me and I'm not used to it. Yes. That would be my only issue with that controller because I'm so used to the Xbox layout.
Okay. I mean, I get that.
I would definitely give it a go.
Bro, this is a man's controller right here, bro. I can tell the difference. I mean, last night I had a little off night because my stream got started late or whatever because of the updates, but I can tell the difference, man. Like, the reaction times are different. I can tell that, you know, I have a slight edge. Like, it's definitely improved.
Oh, pun intended, right?
Pun intended. It did, though. But you know what it is? We're coming from Xbox. You're using that Core controller.
Mm.
It had the stops.
Yeah.
In the back, the trigger stops.
Yeah.
That's big. People don't realize it about the trigger stops. You know, when you're playing certain games, where you can just tap it, little tap, and it does its job. You know, you don't have to push it down.
Yeah, the Xbox controller has the trigger stops on.
Yeah,
but they're like, they still got a little bit of traveling to go compared to the PS1. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got loads of controllers, by the way.
Yeah, me and you have that one.
I got that one.
Yeah, the only thing is that so the Xbox Core controller, hell, you got the regular.
I got the regular PS5 one, controller.
That's a
PS5 controller.
And you have an Xbox controller.
And I have an Xbox controller that I'm using on the PC.
I mean, the Xbox controller is cheaper.
Yeah,
I mean it does have the grip sit, which is cool. But this PS5 controller, it sold me.
Yeah,
I'm done. I think I'm done. Yeah, I don't think Xbox is gonna see me anymore. Yeah, I think we're like about like done over here.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's mad.
Yeah, it's a good controller. So
and the fact that you got it as a freebie as well was like,
right, it was so cool. I was like, I'm done for the day. You just ended my whole day.
Yeah,
came home, set it up. I'm actually anxious to try Call of Duty on it, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know which Call of Duty to get. Because I have four. No. Modern Warfare, but...
Have you got the new one?
What, the three?
Yeah.
Hell no, I'm not paying $69.99. Hell no.
Don't make me download Call of Duty 2019 and take you for a spin on it.
Right now, it's $20 right now.
That's not bad.
Dog, it's on sale. That's why I was asking the other day. I'm like, like $20.
But is that for 2019 though? It's still an old game. It's whether people are still playing it or not.
Call of Duty. Everyone's old.
It's Call of Duty.
No, Oh, someone's on it. You know, someone's on it, bro. Come on, baby. Someone's on it.
Yeah, I agree.
And I mean, that's what I see, guys. That's another thing about Call of Duty. We can talk crazy about Call of Duty all day.
Yeah.
We spoke about this before in recent podcasts, but people are going to be on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Black Ops 4, Black Ops 2, 3, get right into a lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still.
It's mad, isn't it?
Still. I mean, it's Call of Duty, bro. It's the same with GTA.
So,
yeah.
Before we move on to topic two, let's have some haze in the chat. Can you see chat, by the way?
I'm about to pull up right now that link you sent me.
Yeah, try that link that I sent. If that one doesn't work, just click on the tweet that you tweeted out and click on the link.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah,
hey, there you go. Table plays. Hey, what it do? Oh, this is live.
Yeah, that's live chat. Make sure at the top you got the drop down on live chat, not top.
Oh, he definitely. Oh, there we go. Okay.
There we go. There we go. Deacon now see chat. People in the chat say, hey.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? It's like he said, I joined stream to drive to survive. Yes, yo. You always Luke, man. I'm definitely hooked on PS5 now. I'm not giving it up.
Yeah,
I'm not going back to Xbox. It's really a shame too, man. Cause I was really investing in Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was really investing, man. It just sucks so bad.
Yeah, that's mad.
It sucks so bad. Yeah, man.
Because you spent a lot of time on the Xbox as well.
Oh, I really. It was, you know, the changeover was. It was hard. I didn't want to do it because I'm like, yo,
I can fix that.
You're good.
Yeah, go change.
The changeover from Xbox to PlayStation, it seems like, you know, just change over, but the controller changeover, it's different. PS5's layout is easier than Xbox.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. But if you're a streamer though, like say if I want to watch Twitch on my PS5 and be on stream too, I can't for some odd reason.
That's mad.
I don't know why. Maybe there's something in there.
That's really weird. We have to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I remember you tried to set it up for me.
Yeah.
And it just didn't do it. So I'll keep the Xbox as like an entertainment system.
Yeah.
Of course.
You've literally just demoted the Xbox.
I had to. And you know, the thing with the Xbox. Even when I was watching Twitch, like, it was still spiking. I'm like, what is this?
That's definitely weird, though.
This is no good. No good. Netflix and Disney.
That definitely sounds like a problem with your Xbox. Maybe try, I know it sounds horrible. Maybe try resetting it.
You mean a factory reset?
Yeah, factory reset.
You know what?
I mean, you're not using it anyway. You've got nothing to lose. Factory reset. I mean, boom.
I mean, I've already canceled my subscription. Come on, bro. I can't be paying for both. It's like, it makes no sense, bro.
No, I agree.
No sense at all. No sense at all, man. Yeah. It hurt me so bad.
Yeah.
No, I mean, but, you know, I guess when it's too easy to get, you know, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. My Xbox Series S is literally only used for watching F1 racing on race day. Always, Luke. I see you, baby. My anime buddy. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Anime forever. Let's go. We love it. We love it. We love it. Took mine to get fixed finally.
Oh, you're getting your Xbox fixed, I'm assuming. Is that what you mean? Your Xbox is getting fixed. Yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with mine. Don't know what's wrong. Don't know what's wrong with mine. At this point, I'm just like, listen, whatever. Whatever.
You got the PS5. It's okay.
Yeah, dog. That's why, guys, if you're a streamer and you do this for a living, you gotta have both systems.
Yeah. Use it as a doorstop.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I don't even blame you. Let me see. What else, guys? Yeah, guys. So PS5 Pro Controller. Listen, it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
It's really intense.
Yes. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to sound proper bitchy here, but I was frigging jealous as hell when you sent me that photo. I was like, damn. I know, I got it for free.
No, when he showed me, I was like, damn, son. You just dropped a bomb on me. I'm like, damn.
How much would have his, so just to sum up, how much 200? Would his fare would have cost?
200.
His fare would have cost 200.
217. No, his fare would have, his fare was like $30.
And he gave you a 200. I'm in the wrong job, man. I'm in the wrong job. I need to get me in an Uber.
He didn't have it though. Like, he's like, yo, bro, like, he's $1. Yeah. So when I canceled the ride, the money went back to his account.
Yeah.
And yeah. I guess he happened to have an extra one that fell off the truck. Fell off the truck, baby. Fell off the truck. So yeah. I'm on a controller. You can move the buttons one. Yeah, Dana. Yeah. That's the other one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
You can move the analog sticks out and replace them as well.
No, the worst part is, Dan, is I have 6 controllers. I got purple, white, 2 red, and 2 black. They all have stick drift.
Oh.
So I've been rotating.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it for that.
Right. Chat, we've got to jump into topic 2, otherwise we'll be here for a very, very, very long night.
Yes.
But we will keep coming back to you. Between topics, all right?
So, guys, topic 2, college football. I know, listen, a lot of you guys are in the UK. College football, ladies and gentlemen, it's pretty much Madden, but, you know, from college, guys, it's just a cop. Listen, you know how EA does.
Yeah.
Okay? If they can get away with it, the game hasn't come out. Yeah, the game hasn't come out since 2016. It is 2024. You know what they're going to do. They're going to just pay something down and throw that. That's
new,
it.
New we're graphics, all hungry obviously. For it. Yeah.
We're all hungry for it. We know what they're going to do, and we're going to shut up, and we're going to accept it.
Okay. Let me ask you the question, though.
Let me see about getting beat by the kid. What the hell? What the hell is that?
We'll get to that in a minute. Because I wanted to wind you up about that, too. What of EA got to do? Is it EA that are making the game?
Of course.
So what have EA got to do with College Football 25 to make it better than Madden? So like, do you want crossplay on there? Do you want...
No, crossplay, you know what's funny, Dan, is that EA in Madden, the college football game in Madden have always run on the same engine.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So what's crazy, man, I know you guys got to appreciate, you know, the older people here have to appreciate this.
Yeah.
Crossplay is now pretty much mandatory.
Yeah.
And everything. Like Top Spin, what we're going to get into next, that's probably going to be crossplay.
Yeah.
The NBA is crossplay. FIFA's probably crossplay. Yeah, I don't know.
FIFA's crossplay.
I think WWE 2K24 is probably crossplay.
Yeah, I think that's crossplay as well. Yeah,
I think so. Madden's crossplay. MLB the show.
Yeah,
that's crossplay. Call of Duty's crossplay. GTA is crossplay. You know everything.
GTA,
you can name
the last
now,
one you said isn't crossplay yet.
GTA the 5.
Yeah, it's not crossplay yet.
You know, 6 is gonna. Be
oh, crossplay. 6 has to be crossplay.
Dog, but it's gonna be so lit.
The only thing with crossplay, and I think we can all agree with this, is I'm a PC guy. I've been a PC guy for ages, and I'm not one of them. We've had this conversation about hacking, right? With PC people ruining games online, I'll give you a perfect example. The Apex tournament that recently happened.
I heard a little bit.
Was remote hacked by PC guys. What do we feel is fair with crossplay? Do we think, and this is my thought on it, right? I think crossplay by default should be PC, PlayStation, Xbox. But you should also have the option to console only. So PlayStation and Xbox. Yeah, agreed. But that should be down to you. I think that should be in the settings. So you have a crossplay option, console crossplay on or off, all crossplay on or off. And that's it. That's how you fix it.
That's not a bad suggestion, actually.
That would be huge, because I guarantee you, with the amount of hackers in games at the moment, that it would change people's worries. Yes, it is hackers on PlayStation and Xbox. We talked about it last episode with the Corona Zen. But it's not as bad as PC hacking.
Oh, PC hacking is incredible. I mean, thankfully, I played Madden. Well, first off, Dan, you should definitely clip that part. That was a nice part, right? That was very nice. You should clip that. Put that on social media. That was very, very nice.
Clip.
I'm very, very grateful that there's not too many Madden PC players.
Yeah.
So I don't really run into I'll run into maybe one a month.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm okay, because you can't really hack in Madden.
Yeah.
If you hack, you know, we're going to know. Like, you just ran through me.
See
like,
random literally. Balls flying over the top of you and this guy just like flying across the pitch.
Exactly. It makes no sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to know, but it's something like a Call of Duty. That's what you got to worry about. That Call of Duty, Apex, CSGO probably.
Yeah, CSGO, sure. There's always people hacking. I've lost count of how many of them I've come across.
it's wild, bro. Like, that's why I'm, you know, this Call of Duty that I was gonna download, that's not PC, right?
Yeah, it's got all options on it. PC, PlayStation, Xbox.
Shoot, I'm screwed, huh?
Yeah.
That's fine. that's fair.
But if you're only wanting to play against PlayStation players, you can turn crossplay off.
Yeah, I'll probably do that. I mean, I'm not going to be on it like that, but ladies and gentlemen, you know, for whatever system you have, it's been a ritual from always have a Call of Duty on whatever system that I have. It just is what it is.
I think that's all of us, though, isn't it? I think we've all got a Call of Duty side to us.
Of course, you have to. It's
whether you played the old ones or the new ones.
It's a part of culture.
Yeah.
Call of Duty,
yeah, I agree with that.
GTA is a part of not just American culture, the world's culture in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing like Call of Duty. You're doing your Call of Duty. You know, you call up some friends, you get it together.
Oh, yeah.
And you throw on the headset.
Yeah. Like COVID. During COVID, when everyone downloaded Warzone and everyone played it then. Everyone got their headsets on and talked in game while they were at home.
That's good stuff, man. I mean, we were doing that before COVID even happened.
Oh, yeah.
And,
but like COVID obviously gave us that option to do it more because of everyone was at home.
There's no nothing like turning on Call of Duty. You know, throwing the head, even if you know whether you suck or not. And, you know, it's just legendary, man.
Yeah.
It's just legendary. Yeah. COD since the beginning. Yeah, there you go. There you go, Danica. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Call of Duty lobbies have, you know, made a lot of friends.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And a lot of enemies.
Plenty of enemies, yes. Yes. Plenty of enemies, yes. You know, the guys, snipers, headshots, campers. Yeah. You know how it goes.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not a camper at all.
I mean, I'm too impatient to camp.
Yeah. I've seen you run off and play. I'm a one man army running through everyone and getting shot from 3 miles away.
I'm too impatient, bro. I'm too impatient. I can't do it. Way too impatient. Way too impatient. So yeah, guys, you know, crossplay is, I mean, sorry, guys, we kind of got off topic.
Yeah.
But, you know, PC crossplay.
I do think they need to implement what I was saying, having the two options for crossplay. Well, three options. Your own console, just console, so Xbox and PlayStation, and then all three. But by default, all three should be on.
By default, yes.
Yeah.
Agreed.
And then you can then change it to just consoles or just your own home console.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. Yeah. They should. But I mean, are they going to listen? You just never know, because PC hacking is too bad.
Yeah. It's getting rough. It really is getting rough. You can see it in the lobbies.
Especially when you're, you know, playing for money.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Yeah, if I was playing Call of Duty for money and I was coming across hackers all the time, I'd be done. Like, nope.
Oh,
give me a new game. Yeah, give me X-Defiant already. Where are you at?
Wait, tapping X-Defiant the clock, he says. It hasn't come out yet?
No, not yet.
They are killing me.
Yeah, they're holding it. They're trying to fix it and up ready for a solid launch.
Hey, what, bro? If that game comes out and it sucks, whew.
Yeah.
Boy, that's going to be a bashing. I can't wait to read what's on Twitter then. Oh, my God. Woo! Get some free impressions off of it.
Oh, yeah.
So guys, topic two, guys, was college football. Listen, I know EA is going to copy and paste it. We know EA is going to copy and paste it. It just is what it is. I've accepted it. Am I going to get it anyway? Absolutely.
Yeah, boy, you can't wait to see you play that. That'd be cool.
Because we're gamers. At the end of the day, we're going to do it. You know, it just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, they're going to raise the price of stuff.
Yeah.
We're going to complain for a little bit, and we're going to go buy it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
Even I might be tempted to buy college football just to
have a little... Don't do it. No. It's very.
Hey,
it's
I got Madden on the PS5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, guys, which was actually turns us into our next topic, guys. Guys, I've always been a huge tennis guy.
It's the noises for me. I'm not gonna lie. I love hearing the noises.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool. Like, would I play it in person? No. No, the knees, no. The stopping and going, I'm dead.
Yeah.
No. Never. Not a chance.
There's clips somewhere of me on Twitch playing what was the Switch sports? Playing the tennis with the Switch controllers and going grunting at it
I'm gonna pre-order Top Spin. I'm gonna have it when it comes out and I'm playing on stream.
Oh hell yeah, I wanna go there.
I love it, man. I mean, yo.
We can get some tennis on the go.
Oh, yeah. Dog. Imagine if Sony puts that on handheld. Done.
Oh, done. Someone's throwing their handheld across the room. I'm telling you now.
Oh, 100%. And if they make if they do the tennis way, you know, you can, you know, do money games like how Madden, it's over.
It'd be funny as hell.
Yeah. If they come out with one tennis game, per generation, I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Per console generation, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree. I'm good with that. Yeah, I'm good.
That'd be really good to just like chill as well. Overcomplicated sport.
No, nothing. No.
Over stressful. That was the word I was looking for.
Oh no. Dude, tennis can get stressful. Why? Oh my God. Match set, you know what I'm saying? When it's like tied up, it's over. Yeah,
we can get some tennis in when that comes out.
April 25th release.
Ooh,
yeah, I'm here for it.
Ooh, that's only what this year.
Yeah, this year.
Ooh, 7 days. I get paid in 3 days.
Hey, get it?
Yeah,
get it, baby. Get it, man. Yeah, April 25th. No,
yeah,
you said March. No. You're thinking about March 25th.
Wait, what? Oh, we're in March. Oh, crap, yeah. I'm in the wrong month.
Yeah, you sure? I mean, I know I'm late, but I didn't know I was that late. Jesus Christ. So, are you going to be getting WWE 2K24?
Oh, hell no.
Same here. After the last time, I'm good.
No.
I'm good.
I got my ass whooped on when I was playing with you.
Yeah,
you beat me.
I'm good.
I was like, nope.
I'm good. I'm done. I'm also done. Fact that they're now doing it as a yearly release, I'm not doing it.
No.
They're just money grabbing.
We'll leave that where it is.
Yeah. Yeah, they're just money grabbing now, and it's really a shame.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're money grabbing on me now.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely money grabbing. So, you know, it's whatever. Speaking of wrestling.
Oh, here we go. Here's the big boy. Here's the main topic for the podcast.
This dude, so I'm not a, what is it? AEW? AWE? What is it again?
AEW.
So AEW, I think it was last month. No, earlier this month. Last week or the week before. Things last match.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
Nice little send-off. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good...
Nice send-off.
Send them off with the title as well.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nice very touch nice. From them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, as they should. I mean, any other way would have been criminal.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
100% agree.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Any other way, no. Would have been embarrassing. Mm-hmm.
So.
Go ahead.
The Mount Rushmore of the wrestling world. Who makes your list?
Of course, Ric Flair. Of course.
A billion percent Ric Flair makes the top.
And you know what, man? The Rock.
How many spots do we got? We got four spots, right? Is it four or five?
I gotta do The Rock, because with The Rock, bruh. So right now, Fox is kind of like the TV network that SmackDown is on. They're kind of getting on about his language.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's constantly swearing and everything. Yeah.
Listen. At the end of the day, no one's watching that network if not for The Rock.
Yeah.
Okay. So you let that man do what he wants. He's not there.
You let him throw a couple of F bombs.
Yes. And you know, there's wrestlers is like, yo, this is not right. Listen.
Yeah.
That's The Rock. You watch your mouth. Okay.
Yeah.
I know it's favoritism. Welcome to the real world.
Yeah.
Okay. That is The Rock. You're not gonna. They're there to see him.
Yeah.
Ratings went up. I'm sure.
Oh, 100%.
Exactly. So let it rock. Well, yeah.
So
let it rock. No pun intended.
Mount Rushmore, there's what, four slots or five?
Four.
Four. Right. Okay.
I'm doing Flair, The Rock. Of course, my personal pick, Scott Hall. Razor Ramon.
Oh, okay.
That's a personal pick.
Okay. I see.
See, Flair, The Rock, Razor Ramon. Let me see. Who else was my guy? Oh, man. I mean, I gotta do Hollywood Hogan, man.
It's
Hogan.
Yeah.
Hogan, bro. It's NWO, man. Come, dog. That's it. It's NWO.
That's a good shout.
I mean, really, Hogan, really bro, you can't knock Hogan down, because Hogan for a while, that was wrestling. But the Hulkamaniacs, bro.
Oh, yeah. When he went to WCW and he had the car driving through, was it Warner Studios or something like that? He was driving through Disney or something like that. And yeah, that whole thing was just nuts.
Right, the man has his own monster truck.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
My son watches it. I'm like, yo, they have a Hollywood Hogan monster truck. Are you serious? Like, come on, bro. Like, it's Hogan, bro. Like, come on. So Hogan, Razor, Flair, The Rock.
Okay. I see you.
Some people are going to say Stone Cold.
That was my go-to was Stone Cold.
Stone Cold, to me, he's a bit much. but Flair, the way Flair would come out with the Ric Flair and the music.
Dun, 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 dun.
The music, bro. The music. You just know who it is already. Then he got like, woo! Done.
Woo! Okay. I love that. Woo! Okay.
Who's your Mount Rushmore? Talk to me.
I've got to go with my heart. And I've got to say Stone Cold.
Of course. That's one.
The legend that is the icon. Sting.
Of course. But which Sting?
The Sting that's just retired, the white and black mask, the white and black paint.
The Crow.
The Crow version, yeah.
Always looks at John Cena. Young guy.
So we're going Young Gun. Austin.
Hmm. Sting.
Sting. Yeah. The guy that Sting should have had his final match against. The Dead Man. Undertaker.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Undertaker. Got to.
And... I've got to say it. I've got to put my hand on my heart and say... Big Daddy Cool! Diesel!
I did not expect that. Also, which Diesel, though? NWO Diesel or the regular Diesel?
I gotta go NWO Diesel. The guy that beat my favorite wrestler of all time. The spearing, jackhammering, son of a gun.
Goldberg.
The end of the streak with a taser. I gotta go that. I gotta go that. That hurt. That hurt in here. I watched that streak for God knows how long, and that hurt deep. Seeing him lose to a taser and a big friggin' jackknife, and boom! And 1, 2, 3, streak over. Gone.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
That was that hurt in here. I watched so many Nitros and stayed up so late watching TNT on cable.
Oh man, bro! NWO Sting on Diesel was so good.
Yeah,
yeah. Kevin Nash, man. Yeah, yeah.
That's my four.
The Outsiders, man.
Stone Cold, Sting, Undertaker, Big Daddy Cool Diesel, aka Kevin Nash.
And that right there shows how old we are. Because everyone is this is always Luke.
Should we go with Luke's answer? Why did always room for Luke say? Would say John Cena.
John Cena's an idiot.
Let's give the boy credit. John Cena has put some time in that industry. Let's be fair.
I was done with John Cena when John Cena came out and criticized The Rock for leaving the WWE to go make movies. And then he goes and does the same
thing. Oh, and then I agree.
I was done. I'm like, nah, John. We can't do this. That's hypocrite. Like, come on, fam.
That's like me saying, you do Uber. I'm jealous. I'm jealous that you're not like here streaming. And then me going off and doing Uber.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah, it's extra money, right? Oh my God, why are you doing it? What happened? Yeah, it's hypocrite stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Once I already said that, I said, nah, bro. If you can find a way to make money and not be getting your back broken, you go out there and you do it.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that.
Yeah. John Cena and The Rock, those two would have a great argument. Speaking Chinese. John Cena can't keep up.
I agree. I think Rock, even though he's older, hands down spanks Cena.
Dude, The Rock, his dog, The Rock on the mic, he's different, bro.
Yeah, like, he's just a different kettle of fish, isn't he?
And he's a billionaire too. He does not have to be there.
Yeah.
Like he really doesn't have to be there, bro.
Yeah.
That's why he can talk to what he wants. He's like, what are you gonna do? I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like the guy owns a football league.
Like, yeah, what? He bought, XFL, that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last month.
Yeah, man, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
And now he's part of TKO. Board of directors for UFC and WWE.
Oh, The Rock?
Yeah.
Yo, he's making money.
Yeah.
Boy, soaking in it, boy.
He's so, laughing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big, big money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's setting himself up for generations and generations.
Oh, yeah.
And his daughter isn't bad either.
No, she's the general manager for NXT.
She also wrestles too, right?
Well, she was before being GM, yeah.
Wait, so she doesn't wrestle no more?
No, not at the moment. Unless that's changed in the last 2 weeks. I haven't seen anything.
This must have been recent because I saw I saw pictures of her wrestling.
Oh yeah, yeah. She has wrestled, but in terms of storyline, she's GM. Yeah.
Get your money.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad at her.
And you know now with The Rock on the board of directors as well, he's going to be pushing for her to be a big name.
As he should.
Yeah,
as he should. Right? That's your kid. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah, you have to see it. Come on now. You have to see that coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good man. Good man. I'm happy for The Rock. The Rock has given us some very good moments. He was our childhood.
Yeah. Big numbers from the People's Champ.
Yeah, and he copyrighted all those terms too, I think.
Yeah, he the now owns the terms champ. the name The Rock. He owns it. He owns it all.
So that name can't even be used.
No.
That's wild.
Nuts in it. Really, really blows it up in the air. Like no one can ever use the Rock name.
Good. So when he's, when he leaves his world, no one can take it.
Yeah. Well, there was issues before, wasn't there, with Ric Flair and Becky Lynch? Because Ric Flair was using the term the man. You know, to beat the man, you've got to be the man. Becky Lynch was using the term the man. And there was some back and forth because WWE didn't check with Flair that it was okay for her to use it and this, that, and the other. And it's just, it just blew up.
I mean, number one, that's Ric Flair. Okay, Ric Flair was probably using that term before she was born.
Oh, yeah.
100%, bro. Like, bro, that's Flair. Like, we all know where stuff comes from. You know, out of respect, you just shouldn't use it.
Yeah.
Like, I know Becky Lynch is good in her own right, but that's Ric Flair. She No. She can't. She can't light a match to him. That's Flair. And can see it now. Someone can't use the right, end up calling themselves the Pebble. Oh my god, that's funny. You never know. Careful, you never know.
True.
Yeah. So now we know, guys. We got to get these names copyrighted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would call myself the Boulder.
The Boulder. Oh my god. The Boulder.
Yeah. Hey. You gotta do things with your own names. You gotta make sure you protect yourself. Which is why I've always said, haven't I, that when a new platform comes out, you go over, you create your account.
Well, that's why I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly why I did it. Uh huh.
Yeah.
Get up there. Click, name. That's you done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, okay? There you go. Have a chat to the
thing
to the chat.
Mic check. It's your main man, D1984, guys. Danny C. Show is running to the loo because he's got a weak bladder, baby. His bladder is so weak. Guys, every sip he takes, he just goes. It just goes right through him, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, he's a grown man, ladies and gentlemen. Shame on him. Woo! Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm over here insulting him. While he's away from his damn computer, he can't hear what I'm saying, but you guys can hear what I'm saying, and that's all that matters, ladies and gentlemen, because you know what, guys? If he could hear what I was saying, he wouldn't do a damn thing either. Yes, he does need a diaper, baby. Oh, yeah, baby. He needs it. Shame on him. Talking about he got to run to the loo. What the hell is a loo? What the hell is a damn loo? You mean the bathroom? The loo. What is he, like five? Like what? Come on, man. Come on. Oh, I gotta run to the loo. Hold, dog, mid-podcast, the man has to run to the loo. mid podcast. Me say, oh, he should have moved his desk, set him to the. Always Luke just violated Danny so bad. You just said this man needs to move his setup to the bathroom. Oh my God. Yo, guys, Always Luke is a dirty man. Always Luke is going to, Always Luke is just nasty work. Nasty. Disgusting. Terrible. Terrible. Always Luke.
What have I heard? What have I missed now?
This dude, Always Luke, he's violating you while you, he's like, yo, this guy needs to move his desk up to the bathroom because the man can't hold anything. He can't hold anything. He can't hold secrets, water, nothing. Nothing.
I drank a whole bottle of pop, all right? Shut your face.
Nothing. He drinks all this knowing that we're doing podcasts and then just doesn't. But it's okay, Luke. It's me and you. Let's talk about some anime. Luke, Solo Leveling is my favorite anime right now. When we're done, I'm going to go watch it soon. I can't wait. Solo, let's go. Anime forever, baby. Woo! Let's go.
You know anime is for kids, right?
Whoa. That was wild. Wow. That was disgusting.
Oh, we riled up the chat with our comments. Ooh, boy.
Anime is for kids? What? Yeah. What? And you play Pokemon, right?
I don't play Pokemon. I'm not that sad.
Oh! He just violated the whole Pokemon community. This is crazy.
Danny's getting canceled this month.
Yeah, see? Ladies and gentlemen, if you play Pokemon, watch anime.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. Jinx plays Pokemon, that means she watches anime.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Joker, what's good, baby?
Joker. How you doing, brother? Let me see. Danny getting divorced this month. Yep. Jinx, yes. Jinx, I'll help you with the paperwork, baby. I got you. Reason why? Insulting anime community. Yep. There you go. He's canceled. He's done.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it.
Danny canceled. Hashtag.
I need a good look.
Cancel Jinx. Danny.
I am the lawyer, all right? I'm the Madden guy, the streamer, the lawyer. I am everything. Yes, sir. I am him.
You're not a tech guy, though, are you?
Whoa! That was wild.
Pew! Shots fired everywhere.
That was crazy. Talking of shots,
I got one final shot.
You know it's coming.
I stayed up till stupid o'clock in the morning thinking your 49ers were going to do us a favor. Slap the Chiefs. And what happened?
It was rigged. It was rigged. Nope, it was rigged. I watched it. I was like,
I'm not going to lie. I have to put my hands up and hold my hands up and say, I only watched it because Taylor Swift was there.
Taylor Swift was there? Wow, that's wild. That's wild. I mean, this is how I knew that the Niners were going to lose.
Because Taylor Swift was there.
Oh, 100%. Crying about Liverpool losing. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Let's not even go down that road.
You know what's funny is that I actually... You know what? Nah. Let me leave that damn FC alone. I'm done. No.
You want to download EAFC 24 and we'll sell this like men.
Hopefully, man. Dude, this is not Game Pass. You wildin'. I ain't buying that. Hell no. So I get smoked.
I'll play you in Madden. It's fine. We'll settle on the field.
What if Sony goes and gets a Game Pass?
Phew. Well, as in, like, Sony gets an Xbox Game Pass type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That would be interesting. There has been rumors of Xbox Game Pass going on different platforms.
So, if they do, I mean, number one, Xbox is selling out. Xbox is another Dreamcast.
Yeah. Make.
Shame.
There is rumors that they are doing it.
I'm still mad about Halo, man. They disappointed me with that. Bruh, they disappointed me bad with Halo.
Oh, 100%.
So I said, you know what? They gave it to me for free. I said, okay, They gave me the multiplayer for free. It's lit. It's lit. We good. It's lit. Sucked.
Yeah.
So don't forget to like the lot. Yes. Danica, thank you. Yeah, bro. I'm like, yo, like, this is it. This is, bro. I think Halo 4 was like the last good one.
Yeah, I agree with that. Halo 4 was really, really good.
Yeah, Halo's dead. They tried to bring it back with the live action Halo.
Yeah.
And I think they're in season 2 now. I haven't really gotten into that. I'm just like, eh.
Yeah. Starfield.
Oh, Starfield. I heard about that.
I played a little bit of Starfield when it came out.
That game bombed too.
Yeah. Pretty much the hype was there for what, a week, 2 weeks?
That game was it came out. Passion just told me about it. A lot of my followers told me about, like, yo, it's gonna be so good. Blah blah blah. That joint came and went.
Yeah.
See, it was glitched to hell. Let me see. I saw loads of videos on TikTok of the bug show. Let me tell you something, guys. To these companies, if you guys watch this podcast, you better get your stuff right. Because if you come out with a bad game, you're gonna get dragged.
This is why X Defiant keep pushing their release date back. Dragged. They're like, nope.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to get dragged. Starfield crashed hard. Great game, but games come out thick and fast. Not enough key people. This is very, very true. Also, guys, you know, before we get off the stream, guys, by the way, guys, this is a very, very good podcast, live podcast, very, very good.
Yeah.
Danny, great setup. Oh my God, what was I gonna say? You know, physical media is disappearing.
Yeah.
I think it's about gone.
Yeah, there's like, I've got the PS5 digital version.
It's cheaper.
I don't miss discs.
Me neither. But see, a lot of people's gripe is that we don't own anything, but you gotta understand, even if we have the disc.
Yeah.
Even when you put the disc in,
most of them need an update and stuff like that. And
so if you don't pay for the online, so people think, oh, because I have a disc, I don't need a subscription, I can just play it offline. Even for Spider-Man is a single player.
Yeah.
And you still need online.
Yeah.
They make it so you can't do it. Yeah. I miss physical games, a feeling of peeling open a game to smell.
Yeah.
I mean, listen. You know what, Joker? I get it, but also with digital, you can set it and forget it. All right, pre-order is on the system at 12 o'clock, whatever.
Yeah.
And you go grab something to eat, come back, boom, done. No line, no money. We're good. We're good. Yeah, no, we're good. I mean, you know, I recently now always on Always Luke. This goes out to you, sir. I downloaded Viz Media and Shonen Jump. I want to start getting into manga, but it's on my phone. Like, nice. I had a passion to tell me about a manga bookstore. I'm like, a bookstore? I'm like, what are you crazy? Like, what? Bookstore? Like, how dare you mention that around here? Like, what? We're not storing books no more. Yeah, same with comics, too. There's probably an app for that, too, probably.
Yeah, this is just it. Like, we've gone through the physical stage.
We're done. And
we're a digital age now where everything's digital.
Bro, everything. You don't have to leave the house for nothing.
Yeah.
All you need is internet and we're good.
Yeah. You can order food from your phone.
It's wild, bro. Anything, bro. Anything you want.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Amazon. You can buy here. You do anything. It's wild.
Go on Amazon, buy what you need, have it delivered same day.
Yeah, done. Done. Done.
Mad.
Yeah, I mean, this is why a lot of these game stores are going out of business.
Yeah.
Like when I was on X the other day. Matter of fact, no, not even. I was on my computer yesterday because I got curious.
Yeah.
I know one of my followers, Big Shaq. He sent me a picture. He just bought a PS5. He bought the Spider-Man PS5.
Oh, nice.
And it's on deal for 400, which is about. So you're getting. So you're getting the controller, you're getting the whole thing with the digital game for $400, for $399. That is pretty damn good.
Mm.
That's pretty damn good, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's huge.
and it's digital.
Yeah.
So they, so you just saved money now. No, but well, no. Go ahead.
We mentioned before, didn't we, about the possibility of an Xbox all digital?
They should. I mean, oh, listen, bro.
Look at this, the Xbox Series S, for example.
Yeah.
All digital. Only thing they need is bigger drive space.
Dude.
Like PlayStation coming out with a 1 terabyte hard drive. Xbox coming out with 1 terabyte hard drives. They need to be, if you're giving us digital consoles, we need more space, man. Yeah.
But listen, bro. Xbox, the news of Xbox coming out with an all digital console flew over everybody's head.
Yeah.
Because no one cares. They're going to come out with it. People are going to talk about it for an hour or two.
Yeah.
And then we're going to move on.
4 terabytes at least.
Hey, yeah. Zelda Dam's going on, baby. 4 terabytes. No, you know, dude, I mean.
I'd say two.
GTA 6, I heard, is going to be everything.
The rumor from the leaks is that GTA 6 is going to be 226 gig.
That's like Warzone.
That's like almost twice the size of Warzone.
That's wild. And then this is not without updates either.
Exactly. You got day one updates, the fixed little patches. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot. You know, Xbox and PS5 are compressed files. PC gets the full files.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably right.
Yeah. But like 226 gig for GTA 6. GTA 5 is 170 odd gig.
It's GTA 5.
Yeah. So GTA 6 at 226 isn't that much of a...
Massive. Yeah, they're producing massive. No need for it. Yeah, she's right.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here now, you know, if you would have told me 20 years ago, 20, 25, I mean, well, I'll be 40 this year, so you figure. You know, back in the 2000s, that I'm literally sitting here right now looking at a whole library of games.
Yeah.
Where I can just click and it's mine.
Boom. Yeah. Ark Survival Evolved is 200 gig. Bloody hell.
Yeah, that game was terrible. That game flopped bad. Ark Survival. I went and bought that like an idiot. I thought I was on to something. I was trying to be different.
Yeah.
That game sucked. Completely sucked. Shame on them for even letting that even get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shame on them. Completely.
I do feel like the game industry is going in a competitive way in terms of every game is competitive now.
Like
your first person shooters, your Madden, your FIFAs, your this, that, and the other. Everyone's playing for a competitive edge.
Because now there's money involved.
Yeah, that's just it. There's money involved everywhere.
Exactly. I mean, it's good. I mean, you know, depends what kind of, you know, person you are. I mean, for me, I wouldn't be as good at Madden if it wasn't for, you know, money games.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be so focused. I wear a damn armband with plays on it. Like what? come on. I wouldn't be doing that. I mean, you know. Yeah. I mean. You can literally make a whole living off of gaming now.
Yeah, that's mad, isn't it?
Like, you can make a day's salary. Like, literally, like, whatever you made for that day, you can literally sit home and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, when I was on house arrest, I was literally eating off of Madden money games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's wow. It. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, we've come a long way.
Yeah. Remember the old cartridges? Plug. Hang on. This will track some memories. Ready? Cartridge out of the case.
See, when you said that competitive, wow. You see tournament and a prize for winning. Yo, these prize winnings are more than people make at a regular job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft. Yeah. MDI tournament. and the prize for that was 200K. That's nuts.
Dude, Fortnite, millions.
Yeah. Look at the, who was the young kid that won that? Beluga.
The dude with glasses, yeah.
The kid that won the Fortnite tournament.
Bro, it's wild, bro. Bro, there's Madden tournaments every day. Yeah, he's set. Oh, of course. Yeah, he's pretty much set. Like, there's tournaments in every game.
Yeah.
Every game, MLB, of course FIFA, of course Madden, of course NBA. Tennis, I'm praying. I need that.
I'm coming for you on that top spin. Boof.
Man, you better mind your business, bro. You don't know parts of this. I mean, virtual tennis was it.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's...
COD is the biggest one around. Call of Duty is probably the first competitive multiplayer. No.
No.
Halo.
Halo, yeah, Halo, because that's where Ninja started.
Halo, yeah, but Halo's dead. I don't know how you kill Halo.
Just yeah, I don't know what the hell they did with Halo, but they messed that up.
Yeah, bro, they sat in the room and said, "All right, let's find a way to f this up."
Yeah,
and they succeeded the whole time.
Now we've talked to a lot of our first person shooters in COD and Call of Duty. Do you remember? I've forgotten the name of it. Damn it. Medal of Honor. From back in the day, yeah, Medal of Honor.
Of course.
They brought that back in VR.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's still not messing with Call of Duty.
No.
As I said, when it comes to first-person shooters, Call of Duty is embedded in the culture.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It just is what it is. You can't get around it. That's why Call of Duty can come out with BS every single year because the people are going to buy it. That's why Madden can come out with BS because they know we're going to buy it.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in that community, bro, whenever they come out with a new game, you can complain, but you're going to hit download.
Yeah. My whole collection is paid for by buying cheap games / DVDs from charity shops and then selling those for Steam.
Yeah, have fun with that. I mean, that's probably the only... That's the only downfall about not having physical games is that you can't get them used games no more. You gotta wait till the joint goes on sale.
Yeah.
That's done. Like say like now, every Madden when that's done, I just gotta delete it.
It's got no value, is it?
Yeah. Normally I would trade it in and get money off the next Madden, whether it's $10, $20, and just swap, and we're good.
Yeah.
But now, no, you're eating that whole. That's why nowadays, guys, you got to be careful about what you're buying.
Yeah.
If you know you're not going to play it, damn it, don't buy it because you lost money.
Yeah. Well, you learned the hard way with WWE 2K22?
I thought it was...
I stumped him with that one.
When I thought I was going to be okay.
Yeah.
Until I ran into people... that this is what they do.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be, it's just like in Madden, you think, oh, yeah, I'm okay, man. I'm okay at Madden until you run into someone that plays it every day.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I ran into people that slaughtered me.
Yeah. You could play the same game for your whole life, and there's always one person better than you. There's always someone better than you.
Oh, I had a guy the other day. Guy cursed me out. Well, we were playing money games, and he came in like, "Yeah, I'm undefeated." I'm like, "All right." And I said, "I'm undefeated in the ranked." I said, "All right, whatever." He couldn't even touch me. I said, "You see what happens here? You play for fun. I play for real. Our styles are different.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna be taking risk. I can see what you're doing. I've seen it before.
Yeah,
I've seen it all. I've seen it all, buddy. There's nothing you can do." But, everything is competitive.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Like, it made me delete the game off of my console that I paid money for. And I was very, very mad. Crash Bandicoot, you see, also COD. What? Crash Bandicoot and the also COD.
Wait, when they brought out the new Crash Bandicoot, that outsold Call of Duty in minutes. So this generation is all racing, shooters, and football.
I mean, listen, Crash Bandicoot, that's only
Crash
one.
Is a classic.
It is, but it's not Call of Duty.
Yeah.
It's not Call of Duty, bro. It's not. I'm sorry, it's not. I'm sorry. Dog. The teamwork involved in Call of Duty, bro, is when you got a good team, bro, it's undefeated. Yeah. Yeah, it's undefeated, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
That's mad.
With Crash, there's no money involved in Crash. To be honest, if you want to really talk, Spider-Man, if you're talking single player, Spider-Man outsold Crash.
Yeah. Spider-Man's a really, really good game. You can spend hours playing that.
I haven't gotten it. I'm afraid to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if they do co-op in Spider-Man, it's over.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so
good. I don't know what they're
so
doing.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think Sony's coming out with Wolverine.
Ooh.
They had a Wolverine game back in the day. It was actually pretty good.
That's smart move by Sony if they do it.
No, they're gonna do it. It's in the works already. Yeah.
They're gonna do it. It's Spider-Man 2 a while back, but it's still sealed. You've not played it yet. Damn, Luke.
Yeah, Luke is different. So the Wolverine is gonna be just like Spider-Man, and that's gonna sell too. Because Wolverine's a big name. That's gonna sell.
I never really got into the whole DC comic thing. What's the word I'm looking for? The DC universe versus the other universe. What's that?
Marvel.
That was it. Marvel versus DC. I never got into all of that. It just never got like. Didn't hit with me. I play Call of Duty for the first time because of Azlazadan, the Sin Chat. And then I got addicted to it.
Interesting.
But yeah, Marvel versus Capcom was another.
Oh,
yeah.
Always, Luke. Marvel versus Capcom. Oh my God, yes.
I never got into any of that. You're the reason. Azlazadan, you're the reason I started playing Call of Duty again after playing the single players. Because I started playing Modern Warfare 2 on your Xbox 360. That was it. I got my own. Yeah.
The 360, man.
Classic.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That 360 controller was all right too, man.
Yeah. I think I've still got one here somewhere.
you probably do.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we definitely come a long way.
Yeah, it's like, well, the rumor now is that Microsoft are shutting down the Xbox 360 servers.
About time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been, what, 20 years already? That's pretty good.
Yeah. But if they do that, it means, and you've got the game on Xbox, on an Xbox One or an Xbox Series S or X, you're going to be able to play that game with other Xbox One or Series S players, and you'll have no hackers.
Pretty sure. Probably.
That's going to be the thing, that they'll have no hackers to deal with.
Hey, bro. Let me see. Since I'm in PlayStation. Yeah, always loop. That's what normally happens, bro. When one system breaks or when one system doesn't do right, you just switch over, and then that's pretty much it. Yeah.
Well, that's what you're doing at the moment. You've gone from having the Xbox. Is it the Series S you've got or the X?
The X.
Yeah. D's having problems with his X at the moment with a lag spike in. So he's moved over to PlayStation.
And now I'm done.
Now he's not going back.
I ain't going back now. Screw that. Nah, you messed me up.
Yeah.
I'm done. Thank God I didn't have too many games, but I still have my freaking Call of Duty on it, though.
Yeah. Yeah,
that sucks.
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, if I can at least, get my guns off of it, I'll be okay with that.
Yeah. That's easy enough to do anyway. You just sign in with the same Call of Duty account.
You know, I think I did. I'm not sure.
We're going to have a look at that.
I think I did. I don't know. I mean, it says D1984 up there. But it's like I got to buy the game or something. I'm like, what?
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
20 bucks, but if I can get my guns,
yeah,
man, I'm just PlayStation now. Yeah, I'm already used to the controller. It's fine. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, man. So this was definitely...
This was a good episode, especially having the live chat as well. It changed the dynamic a bit, being able to obviously read the chat at the same time as going through our topics.
You know, what's funny is that, I mean, had I clicked on the thing, I mean, I know better now.
Yeah.
But I would have been reading the chat the whole time.
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know.
I'm like, where you go?
What's that thing?
The one I remember watching you on was Doritos Crash Course. Oh, that was a great game.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Better. Danica, you know what? Yeah, Danica, from here on out, then we'll do live. I mean, we both live streamers anyway, so it doesn't really matter to us.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah. That's cool.
It's going to get put into audio anyway, because it'll be ripped from the video, so it'll be on all the other platforms as well. That's not a problem.
Wait, what the hell is this? Play now. Play now what? What is it? Call it so, what is this? Warzone?
With that in mind, before D starts shouting at the TV.
it says play now. It says Call of Duty. It says play now.
Yeah.
But then on the other side, it says Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and it says purchase. So what is that on the side? What is that, Warzone or something?
You can play Warzone for free.
Oh, that's Warzone. Hell no.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
I sit there most of the time listening to the pod, and I'm answering you both anyways, but here you are. You can answer me back. Fair.
Of course.
That's a fair shout.
Okay. Stable plays. What does XD mean?
I think it's a smiley face.
Oh, like that's what that is?
Yeah.
What the hell is XD? I'm like, is that a British thing? What's going on? No.
Yeah, let's wrap it, and we'll get this posted so everyone else can check out the episode. And we were due to be back on the 25th. Of February, but we missed that one.
Mm-hmm.
So this is February's episode.
Mm-hmm.
this is February's episode. So we'll do one around about the 10th of next month.
Hopefully.
Live
man.
Again.
Hopefully,
something
man.
Along
Hopefully.
Them lines. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
May God bless. I'm here and enable. Man.
Yeah,
taking
baby.
Day by day. Day by day, baby. Guys, also, guys, follow us on Twitter, guys. I'm on Twitter heavy.
He's not joking when he says he's on Twitter every day. If you have notifications on for him, I'm telling you now, he tweets like 50 a day.
Yeah.
50, 60 a day, honest.
If y'all don't put my notifications on, y'all wildin'. Okay? Y'all is tripping. Let me see. XD. Oh, XD is that. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Damn it, Sable. He's funny. Yeah, guys. Right. Make sure you follow us on social media, guys. We will be back.
Yeah, we will be back around about the 10th of April. I had to figure out my month, and I was like, March, April. I don't know where I am anymore.
Man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We'll get together eventually. Yes.
Yeah, we will figure out and get another episode to you guys. But until then, share it with. The randoms that send you messages on Discord trying to sell you frigging graphics. Sick of them already.
This man said graphics.
Sell it. Send it to the random person that sends you random WhatsApp messages. Share it with your uncle, your granny, your greasy grandmammy, so your brother, your sister.
Yes,
all of them.
Everybody, please, guys, share it with everyone on. Share with everyone, guys. That's on X, and I'm gonna retweet it.
He's gonna be retweeting
that, baby. Oh yeah, I'm not messing around. Hey, I need impressions, baby. We're trying to get monetized on X, ladies and gentlemen, so I can stop doing damn lip.
He's sending 50 tweets a day. If you want free stick figure graphics? I'm your guy.
Oh, hey, Luke. I might need a tennis graphic. Yeah.
Oh no.
For a top
spin.
Oh
no.
Yeah, Luke. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Luke, see me. Get that ready. Get that in the works, baby. I know your work. Yeah, give me them tennis graphics, baby. Yeah.
Share it with your brother, your sister, your mama, your greasy grandmammy. Share it with them all and tell them.
Yes.
He's D-Nicest 84.
Hey, baby. All day.
I'm Mr. Danny Lazy. C. Show.
Yes, yes. The best ball stream on the planet, baby. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you take care of those guys. Be safe, guys. If you want to reach out to us, guys, you can always DM us. You guys probably follow us anyway, guys. DM us. Yeah. Talk to us. Ladies and gentlemen, you take care of those guys. As always, guys, once again, guys, that's the DT Show, guys. The best world streamer on the planet. Guys, if you need a drink, ladies and gentlemen, you find where he's at and you go over there. Because you know what, guys? You can get it for free. Let's go. And guys,
hey, cheeky Todd.
I'm just saying.
Guys, and if you're in the States and you need an Uber, check this guy out.
Yes, and no allegations, all right, guys? We're not doing that, okay? No allegations. We're not doing that, okay, guys? If you want a gamer advice, I can do that, ladies and gentlemen. As always, guys, shout out to New York City in the building, baby. And I'm over here trying to figure out what Call of Duty I'm on. I don't understand nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Guys, that's Danny C. Show, guys. I'm D984. Ladies and gentlemen, take care of yourselves, guys. To the live chat, you take care of yourselves, guys.
Until next time. Yeah, thank you for coming through. We'll see you guys in a bit.
Appreciate it, guys. Yes, sir. Take it easy.
Bye. Woo!